Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Michelangelo said, "The greater danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss, but that it is too low and we reach it." Hi, I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two guests who are always aiming high. Our first playmaker is a general contractor, while our second playmaker is a former judge. With us today is the CEO of a $350 million company, while our second playmaker is the managing shareholder of a law firm specializing in family law. These great playmakers are Paul Driscoll. Paul is CEO of Hill & Wilkinson. And Marilee Lewis, she is a managing shareholder and COO of Godwin Lewis Family Law. And we're going to begin today's show with Marilee. Fifth-generation Texan and former judge Marilee Lewis chairs the Family Law Litigation Section and the Arbitration Mediation Section of Godwin Lewis, a well-known Texas trial and appellate law firm. A graduate of Baylor University and the Baylor University School of Law, Marilee served on the bench of the 330th District Court in Dallas from 2002 to 2010. She first served as a judicial officer as the master referee of the 305th District Court from 1986 until 1992, then as associate judge of the 330th District Court from 1992 to 2002. In 2002, she was elected as district judge, and she served two terms in that position. Marilee, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning. Super lawyers. You were picked as a super lawyer for 2013, the best lawyers in America. What is it like to be a super lawyer? Or let me pose that question a little differently. What does it take to be a super lawyer?
I think it takes commitment. I think it takes understanding the law, researching the law, doing the very best you possibly can for your client. It's a peer recognition award as much as anything else. I think it shows that you have actually been in the trenches, as it were, working with other lawyers, and they have come to recognize your skill or appreciate whatever you bring to the table in terms of representation of your clients.
Well, you've been with Godwin Lewis for how long?
I began in a position of counsel on July 1st, 2011, and was a shareholder, became a named shareholder on January 1, 2012.
Which means you were a judge for about 25 years, is that correct?
Yes.
And you're smiling at that. That's a
that that means I'm old, Steve.
Well,
thank
not
you.
Not necessarily. That's mental, not physical. So you practiced law, apparently, before you became a judge.
I did.
How long was that?
8 years.
So you became a shareholder of Godwin Lewis. I noticed there are two websites. For those listening, you can check. It's GodwinLewis.com and GodwinLewisFamilyLaw.com. And you are named in both of those firms. And the family law is primarily a subsidiary, but a piece of Godwin Lewis, where you're specializing in family law. Is that correct?
It is. We're a litigation group within the umbrella of the Godwin Lewis PC firm. When I began as of counsel with the firm, it was actually Godwin Ronquillo and did not become Godwin Lewis until November of 2012.
Let's talk about being a judge in Dallas. Any interesting stories about anything that happened? We'll keep the names changed to protect the innocent or the guilty, but anything interesting that happened as a judge in your 25 years on the bench?
Oh, there were many, many things that happened while I was on the bench. When you stop and consider that I was in a family court, my first 6 years were spent in a juvenile court, and I dealt with juvenile delinquents and children who had been abused, neglected, and abandoned by their parents and involved child protective services. Then I moved to a family court in 1992 as the associate judge of that court. So there are a lot of real human interest stories, everything from the couple that divorced at 84 and 86 respectively, because as the wife told me, she didn't want to be married to that man when she died. So they had been married 62 years
at
the time.
At 84 and 86.
Mm-hmm. They'd been married 62 years at the time of the divorce.
One of my friends and colleagues also on the show, Todd Meyer, who is the mayor of Addison, mm-hmm. when he was a worked for the district attorney's office, said that he had lots of stories to tell about what happened in the courtroom. So I'm sure you had, if I pressed you further, you probably had some juicy ones. What was your interest in going back into working with a law firm in family law?
Family law has been my chosen field of practice for 30 of my 35 years as a licensed attorney in the state of Texas. I couldn't really see myself doing anything other than family law. I am board certified. I had a wonderful opportunity presented to me in 2011 when Don Godwin offered me a position with his firm. And so my interest was, I was given the opportunity to create a family law group, and that was just too much of a fabulous opportunity to turn down.
As a judge working in family law, I'm sure you're I watch a lot of the shows on TV with judges that are focused on helping the victim in a lot of cases, and I'm sure you got into that. I would think one of the hardest jobs is keeping the distance from what you can do. But mentally, do you look at it different now as an attorney rather than judge as you're working with your clients?
As I'm working with my clients, I probably don't have as much of a difference simply because I want to see both sides so I can be prepared in the courtroom to determine what my opposing counsel is going to present. Naturally, as an advocate, I have an entirely different role now. As a neutral on the bench, I was not there to advocate for either side. I was not there to assist either party or anyone who came before the bench. I was there to administer the law. But I think that it helps to have that perspective so that I can see that there will be another side to this story. As I used to tell people from the bench, I am well aware of the fact that there are three sides to every story: your side, the other side, and the truth. So we try to find all three sides before we go into the courtroom, because otherwise we're not representing our clients.
Well, you mentioned a few moments ago being board certified. Why is that important, and why choose a board certified attorney?
And let me do this, Steve, if you don't mind. Let me spell that for your listeners. It's B-O-A-R-D and not B-O-R-E-D.
That's a very strong distinction. Thank you for that, Judge.
The importance is that someone who is board certified has gone above and beyond just the day-to-day practice in that particular area. It requires 5 years of practice. There are additional requirements such as the number of jury trials, the number of mediations, appellate work, that sort of thing that goes into even being qualified to sit for the board, as well as personal references and recommendations. And then there's the test. Like many lawyers in the state of Texas, I promised myself that if and when I passed the bar, that I'd never take another test. Unfortunately, I didn't keep that promise to myself. I went ahead and took the board certification exam and became board certified. The Texas Board of Legal Specializations offers board certification in a variety of areas of law. And for someone who has a specific issue that they're going to take to the court, it's my opinion that it's always better to have someone who's board certified. In addition to proving that you have the interest in the area of law, you continue to engage in legal education for at least 30 hours each year, as opposed to what the state bar requires of 15. So there, it's a real commitment to that practice. It's the same as if you went to a doctor. You wouldn't necessarily go to a dermatologist if you were going to have back surgery, or you wouldn't go to an orthopedist if you were going to have oral surgery. It's just going to the specialization that's going to best meet your needs.
So the first 5 years, you cannot be board certified because it takes that long
correct.
To get there. But apparently there are some attorneys that are not board certified. Is that correct?
Oh, there, yes. In fact, the majority of attorneys are not board certified.
So it takes passing a rigorous test, apparently.
Yes, it does.
To get there. I want to talk more about that specifically, and also being a specialist, which is what you are in family law. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We are speaking with former Judge Merrill Lee Lewis. She is a managing shareholder at Godwin Lewis and Godwin Lewis Family Law. My name is Steve Klein. We have more on the other side, so stay with us. Be back right after this.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, Barton Publishing has created a free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 55bloodsugar.com. People who have followed this plan at 55bloodsugar.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 55bloodsugar.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 55bloodsugar.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 55bloodsugar.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 55bloodsugar.com. Watch for free at 55bloodsugar.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications at 55bloodsugar.com.
Here's Steve Klein, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, with another excerpt from his book.
A number of years ago, I realized I enjoyed playing more than I enjoyed working, but I also realized that playing wouldn't pay the bills or the play. So I decided to take the best parts of playing and add them to the work mix of tracking to at least make working fun. All sports involve numbers and scores, so I developed a tool to make sure that I was having fun with my work and I was tracking my activity to give me the results I wanted. This was my game plan and my secret weapon towards sales success. I realized if I could measure it, I could manage it. I began to keep track of my daily activities and reward myself. The result was the correct, consistent daily activity checklist, or CCDA. Many salespeople generally have no idea how to develop their scorekeeping or to develop a daily plan to organize their sales activity. To help them do this, use the CCDA checklist.
To get more information about Steve's book or to order Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, go to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com. Right now.
KLIF News and Information, still at 570 AM and also at 96.3 FM HD2.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We are speaking with Merrilee Lewis. Merrilee is a managing shareholder at Godwin Lewis and Godwin Lewis Family Law, which is where she spends most of her time in the family law area. And at the break, we were talking about board certification before we took the break, but during the break, you mentioned that you have 5 attorneys that are all board certified, and you also mentioned something called double board certified.
We do have an attorney in our family law litigation group, Carmen Eicher, and Carmen is double board certified in both family law and civil trial law, and less than 3% of the attorneys in the state of Texas are double board certified.
She must enjoy taking tests then, or studying, or both.
She's
good.
She's very good. She's very bright. She's very meticulous. Yes, she does all of those things well.
We also spoke at the break, and I looked at the Godwin Lewis website. There are a tremendous amount of areas that the firm can handle any kind of a legal matter. But the importance of specialized practice, why is that so important? Why do I want to pick somebody that's specifically up to speed only on family law?
You want to pick someone who's up to speed on family law because there are always changes in the law. The legislature, for some reason, always seems to focus on issues involving families when it meets every 2 years, and every 2 years there will be an amendment to the Texas Family Code. You want someone who is a specialist in your area of interest simply because you want someone who's kept up with the legislative changes, the nuances of that practice. Simply having the book doesn't mean that you can practice law. I have the tax code, but it would be malpractice per se for me to make an appearance in tax court. I've got the book, just doesn't do me much good. You would need to go to a tax specialist. The days of the general practitioner are pretty well behind us. If you have any kind of contested litigation, it needs to be someone who practices in that litigation area. Uncontested matters can be handled by an attorney who's not specializing in one area of law. But if it is a contested or litigious matter, then it needs to be someone who does that on a daily basis, because there are just too many changes and, unfortunately, too many gotchas.
I can understand that. One of the things I had mentioned when I was introducing it was about arbitration and mediation that you do too. Tell us about that along with family law.
Mediation is a process that allows the parties to maintain control of their lawsuit. Because it's a confidential process, it allows the parties to engage in a dialogue and meaningful negotiation that allows them the opportunity to get much more realistic about the outcome of their case. Because of the rules of evidence, quite a bit of what they can use in the courtroom is limited. You can't use hearsay. You can't say what the children told you, what the next door neighbor heard. Those kind of things simply are prohibited in the courtroom. In mediation, you go in with all of that knowledge and you know what you're negotiating for. There's an old adage that a bad settlement's better than a good lawsuit. So if parties can settle their own differences, it really works to their benefit in the long term because they haven't had to go through the litigation process. What is a matter of record, testimony that's given in the courtroom, is there forever. Those words cannot be unspoken. So if you have a person with whom you're going to have a long-term relationship as the other parent of your child or the grandparent of your child or whatever the relationship might be, you need to have an ongoing relationship with that person. Once you've made some of those allegations and some of those statements in the courtroom, that's going to destroy a great deal of that ability to maintain that relationship. So mediation offers a confidential, more secure, less intimidating process than the courtroom.
As a judge, you mentioned this before, but my guess was you attempted to get the attorneys and their clients together for mediation prior to getting in front of you so that could be settled rather than you having to settle that.
Absolutely. Most of the courts in which we handle cases now are going to require mediation. It's not a trend. It's a necessity, in my opinion. Dallas County is very fortunate to have an opportunity to present low-cost or no-cost mediation for litigants as well. Not every county in Texas has that, but that is something that parties should be able to utilize to their advantage.
You were a judge for 25 years. Prior to that, you also you practiced law, and you've gotten back into it 2011. So you're looking at, two or three years back in practice. What challenges did you have in getting into private practice from being a judge on the bench? As she smiles and snickers, but you can't hear that in the radio.
No, you really can't. It's probably just as well because I was thinking to myself when you asked that question, well, you know, I always got to have the last word when I was on the bench, and once I got into private practice, I didn't get to anymore. So that was a challenge. But just getting back into the advocate mindset as opposed to trying to ferret out all of the comments and the evidence, which was something that I had done for 25 years, becoming an advocate, I found it to be surprisingly easy, and I'm confident that some of my opposing counsel will tell you that I found it too surprisingly easy to become an advocate, but that was primarily the biggest challenge.
Well, as an attorney, if I was standing in front of a judge and I had sat on that chair, to me it would seem easier in some ways being an attorney because I would know what the thought process is that's going on with that judge that I'm standing in front of. Is that the case as you've been in front of judges?
In some cases, yes. I can tell when the judge has heard enough and when the judge really doesn't want to hear any more argument or evidence or doesn't believe that what's being presented is germane. I can tell that. In terms of understanding the processes of judges, sometimes I can do that, but not always. I mean, judges are human, but they don't come to the bench in a vacuum, and that's what most litigants don't understand. They still bring a lot of their personal experience and their daily experience into their position. So it isn't as if this is all brand new and they've never heard it before. I realize that each case is different, every set of facts is different, and each litigant certainly has his or her story to tell. But they do have to understand that there's a lot of human experience on the bench.
This brings us to rapport. If you don't trust your attorney, you have a real, it's going to be a real difficult trial. And just in talking to you and interacting with you, it looks like that you do have a lot of rapport with your clients. I would think it's almost even more important in family law than criminal law because, as you said before, you're dealing with some young children and the family, and you really have to, they need to know you understand. Is that correct?
That is correct. You don't have to like your attorney, but you do have to trust your attorney. And if you can't trust your attorney to represent your best interest or the best interest of your children, then I would suggest you think about changing attorneys, because there's got to be that back and forth that you as a litigant believe to be confidential and respected and understood and presented to the court. Doesn't matter whether you ever want to have dinner with this person after the litigation's over or whether you want them to come to your daughter's wedding, you have to trust them during the trial.
Well, you have been in law for a number of years. You have been a very successful judge. Now you're having your success in family law. We have a lot of listeners that have their own business, that are self-employed. What would you say it takes to be successful in whatever field you're in? What skills or elements need to be there?
It's a commitment. It's, as you read the quote from Michelangelo at the beginning, it's the commitment and the challenge of being more than you think you can possibly be. I started my own practice after I'd been out of law school 2 years, thinking, well, I need to do this on my own simply because it's going to be, I'm the only one I'll have to depend on. What people who start their own practice don't always realize is that you're going to put in more hours and more time, and it will be much more stressful having your own practice. The misperception is that once you're on your own, you can handle things on your own way and take time according to your own schedule, and that simply isn't the case. But it's the commitment and the drive to do that and the wanting to have your name on the door that's important.
Finishing with commitment, Merrilee, thank you very much for being a guest on Playmakers Talk Show. And that's the commitment that you need to have, and you look at the websites of GodwinLewis.com or GodwinLewisFamilyLaw.com. You'll see Merrilee Lewis, and you'll understand that she does have the commitment. So, again, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
My name is Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Don't go away. We're going to talk about construction with one of the largest law firms in the area. We're going to speak with Paul Driscoll. Paul is the CEO of Hill & Wilkinson. We'll talk to Paul right after this.
The fact is, you can't make spring hurry up and get here, but you can make sure you're good and ready for it. Get $1,000 off RSX850i Gator utility vehicles and $500 off one family tractors with a purchase of 2 John Deere or Frontier brand implements. Most offers end February 3rd. Stop by your John Deere dealer for details.
Stop by Bramlett Implement today in Stephenville and visit them online at bramlettimplement.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
I'm Jill Cumnock, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, which is the house that love built. Your support helps provide a home away from home for the families of seriously ill or injured children who come to Dallas area hospitals for medical treatment. Your gift, regardless of the amount, supports RMHD families so that they can focus on what really matters, their child's healing. That's why at Ronald McDonald House we say there is strength in numbers and it starts with you. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
If you're like me, you love animals. We adopted our rescue dog, Annie, and she's brought a lot of joy to our lives. My friends at Operation Kindness do some pretty amazing work uniting homeless dogs and cats with families throughout North Texas. As a nonprofit no-kill animal shelter, Operation Kindness needs our help. You can adopt or foster an animal or donate your time or money to the shelter. Take a moment and visit OperationKindness.org or call 972-418-7297. Together, we can help save animal lives.
This is Sean Manning
and Tom Caulfield of the Trader's Path radio show, sponsored by the Online Trading Academy of Dallas.
We invite you to listen to our show this Saturday from 5 to 6 on 570 KLIF.
If you're frustrated with your current rate of return on your retirement accounts, you'll not want to miss our show.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't let go, don't let go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo!
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
96.3 FM, HD2, and 570 AM.
Two great places to keep up with your world with KLIF News and Information.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I am Steve Klein, and we are speaking with a couple of additional playmakers today. Our second is Paul Driscoll. Paul is the Chief Executive Officer for Hill & Wilkinson. Hill & Wilkinson is a $350 million general contracting firm headquartered in Richardson. Hill & Wilkinson offers design, build, construction management, and general contracting services with a staff of more than 90 office and 130 construction field support professionals. During his 30-year career with the company, Paul has held a wide range of positions from estimator to project engineer, senior project manager to vice president and executive vice president. Now he is CEO. Paul, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. And you traveled almost directly south to get to Dallas. You've been with Hill & Wilkinson for over 30 years. How does a graduate of North Dakota State end up in Dallas?
It was funny you say that. On the way into work today, I saw a little bumper sticker that said Native Texan, and I guess born and raised or whatever it says there. But I got to Texas as quick as I could.
That makes two of us. You almost feel like you've lived here all your life if you've lived here for about 30 years. Yeah. Or been here that long.
Well, as you said, I was a graduate of North Dakota State. I had some classes with some friends of mine that ventured down here first, and they got me kind of interested in Dallas, Texas, and then I came down and interviewed and got a job and flew back home and kissed mom goodbye and loaded the car and came down to Dallas.
Well, you had a Bachelor of Science in Construction Management, you know, minor in Business Administration. So how long has construction been an interest to you?
Well, growing up, I always in the backyard building forts or things like that. Actually had the chance to work with a neighbor in his business. It was Kramer Electric, and I was pulling wire all through high school and college. So, and my dad worked on the power company side of construction. So I guess it's in my blood.
Apparently it has been with the time you spend with it. One of the things I was reading the Dallas Business Journal, had a couple of interviews, I believe, with you. One of them said that your company is basically professionalism with a hands-on approach. From looking at the description, it appears that your focus is not only doing a great job, quality work for your customers, but it's really developing that rapport, working very closely with them.
Very much so. I mean, if you look at our jobs that we do every year, a majority of those are repeat clients that take us out of state even to go build projects for them. So we love doing a good job for our clients, and we have a lot of pride in what we build.
Well, one of the things I work with my clients on is customer service. And again, from the Dallas Business Journal, it said in there that you basically maintain a small business attitude, staying in touch with customers and requiring quality work. And again, that highest level of quality and safety. And many companies don't focus on that. They're focusing on just the job. But it's the work behind the job that's almost more important than the job itself, if you'd agree with that.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we have two warranty guys that are proactive in the warranty process. So normally in construction, you get a 12-month or a one-year warranty. We are proactive, and we have our two guys call our clients and say, hey, it's time to walk through your job, making sure it's performing and to the specifications, and they're still happy with the quality, and we'll take care of any things that they see in that walkthrough then.
Regardless of how long it takes to make sure that gets done.
You know, the funny joke around our office is that, you know, this one-year warranty isn't necessarily correct. We maintain for life, but please, clients, don't use that against me.
Well, there are certain things that break down over time, and obviously you're not going to deal with that. Well, you've been with Hill & Wilkinson for more than about two-thirds of as long as Hill & Wilkinson has been in business. Is that correct?
Correct. We were established in 1968, and then Greg Wilkinson and Fritz McKinstry bought Luther Hill out in 85. So actually, I have more seniority than Greg Wilkinson and Fritz McKinstry. And it was funny. I was thinking about that this morning too. Is why I treat my business like family is because I've known people in our company longer than I've known my wife.
If you've been there for over 30 years, you probably have a very intimate relationship in a professional capacity with a lot of people, and that's your second family.
That's correct.
It's about as much time you spent there. What did it take? I mentioned some of the positions you've had from beginning as a estimator to project manager, et cetera, and now you're a CEO. What does it take to go from more or less an entry-level position in a contracting firm all the way up to the top as CEO?
Well, it's a lot of hard work, number one. Number two, you just keep your head down and not worry about the political side of things in the company. You just do your job. And I was very fortunate to land at Luther Hill & Associates back when I got hired on. And then very fortunate that Greg Wilkinson and Fritz McKinstry came in and bought Luther and afforded the opportunity to move up in the business.
And obviously they knew a good person, and they let you keep moving that direction. Well, one of the things I read in the Dallas Business Journal that you had been honored as the 2013 number one healthiest mid-sized employer, and this is 2 years in a row. And one of the things I noticed in that article was you have an active fun committee. What is that all about?
Back, the construction business is very cyclical, and in the slow times, we had some layoffs and morale wasn't very good. So Fritz McKinstry said, "Hey, this isn't good. We need to start having some fun." So really, we went to Southwest Airlines, who is a client of ours, and took some things from them with their committee that they have. It's not a fun committee, but it is. They have fun at Southwest Airlines.
That is part of their culture. They are known for that.
That's right. So we have a lot of things in the office. Of course, during the football year, we have football parties and Super Bowl party. We're coming up on a chili cook-off now, and we work very hard, but we also play hard.
So. Well, I noticed not only do you have the chili contest, but you also have a margarita contest.
That's a big party.
Halloween party, happy hours in and out of the office. So apparently you have moved the culture to more of a fun culture. Because your business isn't, when you look at the general contract, it doesn't appear to be a fun business.
No, it's a tough business. And fortunately, we stay out of the courts and we don't need a bunch of lawyers on our side or attorneys on our side. But it's a tough business. But it's a good business if you're good at what you do.
Apparently, you do spend a lot of time working out. You do have an area where you can do that. And the folks at Hill & Wilkinson get to work out with the CEO. Is that correct?
That's correct. About 6 years ago, we started a boot camp, which we hired Jay Johnson Boot Camp to train us. And we have workouts in our office three times a week. The company pays for half. The employee pays for half, so there's some buy-in there that they'll actually show up if they start paying. And half of the workout is on company time and half is on personal time. So we do it from 4:30 to 5:30, 3 days a week.
Well, obviously you're vested in the health of the employee, both mentally and physically, if you have the workouts and also the fun committee. So apparently you want them to stay with you. My guess is your turnovers were relatively low if they enjoy working there so much.
It's not surprising to see somebody in our office that has been with us over 10 years, which if you could check with other construction companies, and that's pretty unheard of. I mean, we have a lot of 20-year people, and of course, I'm 30 years, so.
We are speaking with Paul Driscoll. Paul is the Chief Executive Officer at Hill & Wilkinson, and you can check their website out at hill-wilkinson.com. More with Paul Driscoll. We'll spend more time talking about the company and what he's done. After this, my name is Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Be right back.
Get free autographs from Mike Modano, Michael Irvin, Budge Rodriguez, and Jimmy Jackson during a sports and lifestyle show January 24th and 25th at the Dallas Convention Center. And it's your chance to play interactive games, see the athletes, tour the exhibits, hear live music, and more. It all takes place January 24th and 25th at the Dallas Convention Center.
And autographs and admissions are free.
Find out more at theticket.com and then join the fun and see Modano, Irvin, Budge, and Jimmy Jackson January 24th and 25th at the Dallas Convention Center.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
The biggest housing boom in decades is happening right now. And so is the real estate event that will teach you how to take advantage of this opportunity. It's the Real Estate Investment Expo, January 25th and 26th at the Gaylord Texan in Grapevine. This exciting two-day event is the largest and most comprehensive educational conference and trade show in the country. The Real Estate Investment Expo is for anyone seeking to build wealth through real estate investments. If you've thought about getting into real estate investing for years, find out what you really need to know to earn millions from real estate experts like Texas veterans Tim Herriage and Arnie Abramson. With over 60 classes and 80 exhibitors, this is the event to learn, network, and build wealth through real estate. Don't miss the Real Estate Investment Expo January 25th and 26th at the Gaylord Texan. Call Real Estate Expo at 855-REI-EXPO or go to reiexpo.com. That's reiexpo.com and use the discount code KLIF for $25 off admission.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com. GoodClearWater.com.
Here's Steve Klein, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, with another excerpt from his book.
Most salespeople have CDA, consistent daily activity, but it isn't necessarily correct daily activity. No matter what we do for a living, we all eventually get into a groove, but that groove isn't necessarily planned. We begin to get off track by letting things we have no control over get in our way. We're no longer in control of ourselves. Everything and everyone else is now controlling us. Don't let this continue to happen to you. Take your life back. Your first step toward getting back on track is to determine what results you want. These results will control your behavior, which in turn affects your attitude, which allows outside information to impact you. If you first decide what results you want in your life, or at least through next year, then you can control what information affects your attitude and behavior to get the results you've been focused on. Information in will control your attitudes, which controls your behavior and gives you your results.
To get more information about Steve's book or to order Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, go to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com right now.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We are speaking with Paul Driscoll this segment. Paul is the CEO of general contracting firm Hill & Wilkinson in Richardson, Texas. And you can again check their website out at hill-wilkinson.com. Paul, as I was looking at your website, you have a lot of projects in the works. Two of them specifically I noticed were UTD in Richardson also, and Park Place Lexus, and I bring that up because I've driven by there a number of times and have not been in the building, but from the outside, it looks absolutely fantastic. Was that a major project you worked on in developing that dealership?
We've been doing a lot of work for Park Place over the years, and this is the largest job that we've done for them and probably the highest quality type job that we've done for them. Inside is amazing. You need... if you're not in the market for a Lexus, you need to just go in there and check it out anyway.
See Paul's work. Park Place is known for their, I guess, the high end of dealerships for everything they sell, especially with Lexus, too. So my guess is not only is it good, but you probably made it even better. Well, you're in from according to your website, four different markets: commercial, healthcare, institutional, and manufacturing. Is there any one specifically that you spend most time in?
You know, it's pretty amazing right now. All four of those markets are very hot right now. Manufacturing seems we've picked out some food and beverage work that has been really good for us. And now we've been asked to go out of state to follow a food and beverage company. So we'll be doing another job for them. Healthcare, StarMed, it's a short stay hospital on Coit and George Bush. I'm sure a lot of your viewers drive by that and wonder what's there and why our trailer's still there, even though they're doing surgeries in there. But they are, we'll be starting an add-on already to that project in the next couple months. One big job that we have out in East Texas is Cumberland Retail Center. It's, I don't know how the total square footage, but it's a big job, and it's good for us to get exposed to that East Texas market out there.
So based on that comment, most of your work then is in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area?
That's correct. You asked me earlier if we go out of the state, and we do on a negotiated basis where a client, probably a previous client, takes us out of state to do another job for them.
But most of it's local.
But most of our job is local.
Well, based on the discussion we had earlier, we were talking about your fund committee. We're talking about the chili cook-offs and the margarita contests and the workouts that people can be involved in at your business. Culture is extremely strong, and I noticed that on your website it says that Hill & Wilkinson has built its reputation on the consistent application of three practices. That's defining our clients' expectations, getting to know our clients, and applying the highest standards of quality and safety. Was that something that was in place prior to you becoming CEO, or was that something that you led to move the company in that direction?
That's relatively new, so I wouldn't say that I've led that. But if you think about it, when we get the plans and specifications on a job and we don't really sit down with that owner to get his expectations, whatever is in those plans and specs may not be his expectations. So it's very important for us to sit down and get to know our owners, figure out what their expectations are, what their hot buttons are, and take care of those hot buttons up front.
Well, I built a house through a general contractor, and it was we designed it. And I saw the blueprint and saw the picture of what the house was going to look like. But the biggest mistake I made was not spending enough time with a contractor, because just because it's laid out that way, there's still a lot of other decisions that have to be made. My guess is you need to know almost the personality of the client, too, to understand what direction that project has to go into. So you do spend some time with the clients understanding where they want to be?
For sure. And you know, with the technology, there's something called BIM, which is building information modeling, which we could actually build a model of your house where you could walk through a model and see it. I mean, the joke around my house is that we painted our walls so many times that the square footage of the house shrunk because she couldn't decide on a color. But with this building information modeling and how precise it is, the models are incredible, where you could actually go walk through and see, you know, the hardware and the color, the wall colors and the texture of carpet and the ceiling tiles and, you know, the fixtures.
That's absolutely amazing. So as your programmer puts all that in there.
That's correct.
Based on what you're looking at, so you can make changes prior to it happening. Well, on your website, you also have some values, too, and I bring that up because culture, I believe, is very important to an organization. You have on the respect, quality, safety, commitment, training, fun, we spoke about, and citizenship. How important are those values to the way you operate your company?
I mean, that's what we live and die by. I mean, if we didn't have those values, I don't think we would be the company we are right now.
Obviously, that is your guiding direction in terms of where you want to be. done well because apparently you were ranked among the top 400 U.S. contractors by Engineering News Record. Do they come and they check you out? How does that? How do you get qualified to get that?
Actually, it's a survey that we do every year that they ask for your volume and the verification process. I don't think they really put a lot of verification into it, but so they go by your word of what your volume is, and we're very proud of climbing up the ladder in that magazine for sure.
Well, to be where you are after 30 years, you've run into a lot of people, work with a lot of people. Has anybody or any buddies specifically influenced you in terms of the way you operate as a leader and CEO of Hill & Wilkinson?
You know, I think one of the most important things that I could offer here is being in athletics and losing my father at an early age, I kind of depended on my coaching staff. So back in college, I played college football. So the coaches back in college were very huge mentors for me. And then, like I said, Greg Wilkinson and Fritz McKinstry, when they purchased Luther Hill and Associates, you couldn't ask for two better men to work for. I mean, they are passing on the ownership of the company to myself and others with no money. I mean, basically, we are working for them and taking profits from the company to pay those guys off.
Well, I believe I saw on your website, which again is hill-wilkinson.com, a succession plan, explaining exactly how that was going to be laid out. Most companies don't do that. Most companies have no idea who's going to take over once the key person or principal dies. Was that something that he planned well ahead of time?
Greg has been on the forefront of many of our initiatives, and he saw the need for having a succession plan because he doesn't have family involved in the business. And some of our competitors were using that against us, that Greg Wilkinson and Fritz McKinstry aren't going to be around forever. Well, they're not, but we have the forefront to say, here's our replacements, get to know them, and everything marches on the way it is. Because, you know, myself being there 30 years, I'm a lot like Greg Wilkinson and Fritz McKinstry. They taught me a bunch of things over the years.
Well, I would, if I was a client and I knew that the principals were getting up in age and there was no succession plan, I'd be worried about what was going to happen once they were gone. But apparently they have worked on that, especially with you being CEO now. You've been there so long, you understand them. It's almost as if you are carrying on exactly what they've been doing.
That's exactly correct.
And speaking their words. You've been in the business for a long time. You understand the construction business. You've been a leader. What does it take to be a successful leader? You've been in a management or leadership position for a long time. What does a leader need to do to get as much as they can out of their people?
I'm a firm believer that you lead by example. You know, just in the example of the boot camp, there's been boot camp days that I'm the only one out there with a trainer. So it's a one-on-one instead of a 1-on-10. And you got to be persistent. You have to lead by example, and it's a lot of hard work.
We talked before the show started, and you also mentioned playing football at North Dakota State. You mentioned the mentors, the coaches you had, but did playing football bring any skills or attitudes to you as a leader in the construction business?
Oh, very, very much so. I mean, playing a sport, you learn how to be a team player. And being a general contractor, we need a lot of team players. You know, and I would suggest to all the young kids out there that you need to get involved in sports because there's a lot of lessons learned in that.
Sports is, I've been in sports all my life, including now I'm writing some books on sports too. It's almost a microcosm of what goes on in the real world, and it is part of the real world too. We talked about a lot of successes you've had and the movements you've had. Was there any one thing that you can point to in your life or career where everything changed, where it was a deciding moment and all of a sudden that helped you move to where you want to be, either something specific that came up or maybe a negative thing that happened in your life?
Well, there's actually two, if we have enough time. One, Greg and Fritz we didn't really have a strict review policy, but they knew I needed some attention with, I come across as well, I'm an introvert, so I'm not very outgoing. So people think that I don't like them. And in this, we found a leadership class in Colorado that I went to for a full week. It was held by FMI, and they did 360 reviews. So I got to see what other people thought of me below who I was boss of, and people above me, what they thought of me. And I tell you, it was like a 2x4 across the forehead to actually, you know, and I didn't know who was writing what. So there's that confidential aspect of it, but it was like a 2x4 hitting me in the head. And I think that was the game changer for me, you know. And the other thing, having fun, one of our parties we were having, we sent out an RSVP so we can get enough food and alcohol.
Absolutely need to have that, especially if you have margarita contests.
And no one was responding. So they came to me and said, hey, no one's responding to this pre-football workout or whatever. And I said, well, go ahead and tell them we're going to have a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader there. Not thinking of, you know, how much it would cost to have a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. But I tell you what, the RSVPs came flying in after that.
I bet they did.
And then I had to, you know, I had to go find out if I could afford to have a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. Well, I didn't want to spend the money. And so I dressed up as a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. And the picture is in the Dallas Business Journal a couple years ago. And so I was dressed as a cheerleader as best as I could get there, right? And they drove me around, and they opened the door, and I stepped out. And I tell you what, that broke down a lot of walls for me, that people think that, you know, I'm cold and I'm not approachable. Well, after that, I think things changed a little.
Whole new picture of Paul Driscoll. Thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. Appreciate you having you here.
My name is
Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. See you next week.
I'm Jill Kumnock, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, which is the house that love built. Your support helps provide a home away from home for the families of seriously ill or injured children who come to Dallas area hospitals for medical treatment. Your gift, regardless of the amount, supports RMHD families so that they can focus on what really matters, their child's healing. That's why at Ronald McDonald House we say, there is strength in numbers and it starts with you. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't let go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association.